What up? If this is your first time joining us, thanks for joining. Don't forget to click the subscribe button to receive notifications when we drop episodes. And if you're already a subscriber, welcome back. And this is Laying It on the Line.
So tonight we're doing stuff a little bit different. Tonight we've decided to answer questions that you guys sent us via DM, text message, or you guys emailed us or you called us to give us suggestions on topics that you guys might have had. So tonight we're going to start off with Jamela. She's going to pick the first question out of the box. What you got for us?
Let's get it.
Okay, you shaking the box? You got to shake the box again. Okay.
Don't pick the big one now.
Yeah, just...
I think this is just
a little bit. I think that's mine.
Why do you do it like that?
I don't think that's me.
Maybe it's me.
Definitely me.
No, it's me. You had to write with pencil?
What's the question?
Things we can do to keep a relationship.
Read the back.
Healthy... How would you do that, Melissa? It had to be.
There's an arrow there. I'm gonna lie.
Like, but there's an arrow there.
It was, but it's pencil. Come on, you barely can see,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't matter.
So let's do this. Things we can do to keep a relationship healthy, exciting, and spontaneous.
Okay. I'm not gonna say flowers because not everybody likes flowers. But you can get flowers for your girl every here and now and then, and if she has a job. For me, exciting thing, stuff that excites me is having my nigga have someone drop off flowers, candies at my job,
yeah,
while I'm at work, take me out, not all, like all week, but, every other week or so, you know, shit at the house, ask, you know, questions. I feel like an hour conversation per day drives me nuts. Like, it makes you feel like you're getting to know your nigga all over again.
Yeah,
but that's what keeps it more spontaneous, because
and you know, another thing for spontaneous sex positions, different sex positions, different sex locations are also some another way to keep your relationship spicy.
Okay, while we're on positions, I want to know, like, are y'all Googling things together, or are y'all watching porn together?
That's
trying to figure it out. Or are you watching it on your own and you're like, let me just do this to him?
And that's something too. That's something too.
Look, you sneaky little girl.
I never watch porn.
That's you.
I never watch porn with like a guy. I never did that.
I don't think I
get creeped out.
I don't know. And I can't watch any porn. It have to get something that makes me like, ooh, like that shit look good. Like, I can't just watch any porn.
Oh, and you said
like porn on Twitter? Some of their porns be lit.
No, porn on Twitter is really outrageous.
They make my boom boom top.
Wow.
Oh, there's another thing you said, something about healthy. To keep your relationship healthy is to give your use. For me, I would send my boyfriend or girlfriend quotes every morning, you know, to get the person's day going. That's
I would
one
definitely
thing.
Do a prayer.
Yeah. A prayer.
A prayer. I feel like a prayer early in the morning is always good, even if y'all do it together or if the person knows or doesn't know. Like, I've been there before where you want to just give me a hug to walk out the house, and I'm just praying over you that God send you back home safe and sound. Like, I've
who was that,
that
question from? You didn't give the at name.
Well, you wrote it in pencil.
It's from girl that's underscore girl that's him.
Okay. Also, with the spontaneous
dress up, guys.
Yes,
ladies,
that's what I was gonna say.
Up.
I think
you have to crawl on the floor. Crawl.
I think for sure, dressing up is A1. I would do it when he's least expecting it. Uh-huh. I'm gonna go to sleep every day in your big shirt and the boxers, and then one day I'm just gonna be like, hey. And you're going to be like, oh,
I did that before.
Like,
that's
it's a whole nother feeling to see, you know, your person
even
just
if
that
he's
excited.
Out, you could be home. I did it where he was out and I'm home, like, literally dressed up. And I send pictures. Make that nigga come home fast.
I don't know. It's something about him walking in or the whole surprise.
The whole surprise.
I think the send her pictures is a little too exciting. It's like the facial expression. I'm gonna come home right now.
I want to see. I do pictures,
but you know, pictures is good too. Pictures, videos,
pictures are good during the day when you can't rush home. Yeah, because I want you to rush home while I send you pictures during the day and I'm not there. Mm-hmm. Now I keep you wondering.
And you know what? To keep a relationship healthy is to do the right thing.
Yes.
And to also speak about every issue that there is to speak
about. Yeah, that's something that we did talk about on our last episode.
And don't put other people in your business.
Yeah, communication is key. There's certain things that you have going on in your relationship everybody don't need to know.
Right.
Let's go. I'll go ahead with the next question.
Next question. Let me choose.
Shuffle that box.
Hopefully
we're
not
going to
listen to you.
Let's see what this is. Dang, I picked up a real small one. Oh. Okay, this question is from Crayola_Key. Does babies ruin relationships?
Yikes.
I don't think babies ruin relationships. I don't know. I don't believe it does.
It depends on how the relationship...
Like, do you mean if you meant by saying like you was in a relationship, y'all single, now y'all had a baby, y'all not together type?
No. See, wait, you said in a relationship, now you're single, now had a baby?
I don't know if she meant like basically saying that her and the person is cool, but now she had a baby. Like what Jada said, she was like, ever since she had a baby, blah, 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 she felt like it ruined her relationship.
You know, I kind of understand it a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily ruin a relationship. You just don't come first anymore.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that. And that's on both parts.
That's on both parts for real.
It's on both parts. The man doesn't come first and neither does the woman. The baby comes first. But I feel like
I feel like time, effort is like the same thing of trying to make your relationship spontaneous and healthy. It's like you can do the same thing, find out ways where you guys can have time for each other with the baby. Or
right,
I feel like it's ways, communication, like we say, communication. A lot of people feel like women and men, we have men be, you know, they already stubborn, they don't like to talk, and it depends on what man you have. If he's a broken one,
like, not necessarily, because a man can come from a broken home but still know how to make it work, because he doesn't want to have it. It's not even about it being levels of broken. He can come from a broken home and he can be broken, and he might want to break that generational curse. But so he might not want to leave that.
He's probably
child.
On that stage where he feels like, okay, basically, yeah, I didn't have a dad, but I'm gonna be in my child life regardless. I'm gonna be the best dad. And it's some people that don't have a dad, but they still fucked up. It's some people that don't have a mom, they still fucked up. And even though that should make them better, like you should want better, it don't.
For some,
that's why I say it's different levels. Somebody can be broken and they know, like you said, they know.
I personally feel like babies do not ruin relationships.
I don't think so either.
I feel like the parents or the people, they're the ones that ruin the relationships. Yes. Because they don't know how to move accordingly their situation.
And they feel like most tension should be on them. It's just, I feel like it don't ruin baby.
I'm sorry. I just feel like as a parent, you have
a
baby.
Do you think so?
As a parent, you have a baby. There should be no reason why you're in competition with your child.
That's the truth. I feel like for her, she was doing that because she's selfish. And the way she was saying it, like she was being selfish.
I don't think she meant it selfishly. I think she was more so telling people, like, if you have time to wait, wait. I even had a friend tell me, wait, right now is not the time you want to have a baby.
No.
But that does not necessarily mean that it ruins the relationship.
No, I mean...
It just makes the relationship different, not necessarily ruin it.
No.
It makes it different and everyone has to adjust.
Listen, not that she was... Not in that way I was saying she was being selfish. I'm saying... The attention that she was getting before this child is not the attention she's getting now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for me, that's why I felt like she said that. I felt like the attention she was getting before from the nigga that she had her child with is not the same attention she's getting now.
Which is weird because he had a child prior to their relationship. So it's kind of weird. It's like, what was he doing that was so different, showing you all this attention where he already had a child? He should have.
As a woman, you should want your man to be more into the baby, regardless.
You would want to, but you want him to multitask.
I was about to say, sometimes you could lose it. Like, damn.
You want him to be on both ends. You want him to do both. You want him to be interested in both of you guys. So for me, does babies ruin relationships? No, it depends on who this guy is.
It depends on you. I feel like
it depends on you and the guy. Okay, how this relationship is and how the relationship was matters. So the next thing we have in the box, I hope we got your question out of the way. What was the name? Is Crayola?
Crayola underscore Key. By the way, happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Keys to the Jeep. Okay, so the next question is from No IG Trina. After a breakup, when is a good time to fuck the person you were accused of fucking?
Oh my God. That's a good one.
The question again is from No IG Trina. It says, after a breakup, when is a good time to fuck the person you were accused of fucking?
Well, honestly, it depends on the breakup, because if it was on some child, I think if it was on something petty, don't do it. But if it was on some, as soon as possible. Let me stop. Don't do that. Don't listen to me. But I feel like, I don't know, I wouldn't do it, because it's going to mess with you. It's going to mess with you. Because that's why you was in a relationship and y'all broke up, because this person accused you of this person. So in your mind, you're going to be like, depending on how you feel with the person, you're not going to go automatically to the person and go fuck the person he accused you of.
You confuse me. All I hear is person.
Oh my
person,
God,
person,
I'm just person. Saying, like,
in my opinion, listen, for this question, I've been in this situation.
You have?
Yeah. I was accused of something. And I really didn't do it. Like, I really did not fucking do it. And after the breakup, I went brazy. That's where Mutton Life came from.
Oh my like, God. But did you do what he accused you of?
No, I didn't. Okay. But
what was your reason why?
No, but after the breakup with the guy, I went ahead and I was doing all the things that he accused me of doing in the relationship with other relationships, with other entanglements.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it's like if I was in a relationship with somebody after him, mm-hmm. I was doing the things that he would say that I was doing. So I was going, you know.
Going hard. I
was being Mutt in La Vie. You feel me?
Oh my God.
That's where the name came from, honestly.
I don't think I would do it.
I don't think I would.
But I would not do it anymore.
I'm not going to lie. It would have been different if this is somebody that I was already interested in.
I enjoyed it. Fuck this shit. I enjoyed that shit. I had so much fun.
I really think you had fun when you got our relationship.
I was single in my head for anything that I had going on after I broke up with the boy I was with at the time. I was living my best life, okay? And I had fun.
Okay.
And like, I'm over and done with that.
Like I was saying.
Go ahead.
Oh, so you're not that person no more.
I am not.
You need to change your Instagram name.
No, I like the Instagram name. My Instagram name is here to stay.
It's personality.
Because you know what? My personality goes with it.
It is much. Like, oh, much. Oh,
so, like I said, I think if it was a person that I was actually interested in already, and let's say he was interested in me, probably made like little flirting comments. It'll be like, you know what? Since you feel like this is somebody I'm already dealing with,
let me just go try.
I'm already interested. Why not? But I wouldn't do it out of spite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would do it because it's something that I did have in mind. And now you accuse me of it.
So you might as well.
I might as well.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because it's like if I'm sitting here telling you the truth that this is something that I'm not doing and you're still accusing me of doing it. Now let me show you how much fun I'm about to have actually doing it.
So how long would you wait to do it? Because that was the question.
Yeah, how long would you wait to fuck the person you were accused of?
It depends on how serious I was in my relationship with, you know, the first person.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
If it was a serious relationship, then, I would take my time. I probably wouldn't even have messed with that person because I was accused of it. But if you just somebody that
I was just messing around
dating,
with, and
you know, we probably
me,
messed around a few times, and you accused me.
Next week.
I'm going to go have fun, baby. I'll see you later.
It'll probably be next week when I try that person out.
See you later, boo-boo.
If it was someone that I wasn't serious with, but if it's someone I was in a relationship with seriously, I think I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't.
The wait time for me, because I'm Mutton Lavi, would be within hours.
Oh.
But let's not do
she
that.
She's lying.
I'm about to say, why are you like this?
She's lying.
I'm playing. I don't know. I think I would contemplate on it for a while, because you know what? I take that back. it all depends on how the relationship was. That's what we're going to say about that. It depends on how the relationship ended. It really does. Because if the relationship ended wrong, then, bitch, this shit about to go left. And anything can happen within 24 hours. But I mean, that's that. It's true.
I'm too sensitive. I think if it was but serious, I am sensitive. I would have...
My heart be hurting so hard.
I'm not going to lie. If this situation was vice versa...
Niggas would have been. They would have did that.
I think, I'm not gonna lie. I think I would let the nigga think that I wanted him back, and I would cut his hair while he sleep.
I don't think. Yeah.
But you know the crazy thing, if a nigga was to be asked this question, they would have lied. But I think they would have been.
They've been not all. The
not all niggas would lie.
Not all, but I think they would have already been texting the person. You
accused yeah, them. That's true. Just,
well, know, they would have been playing hard eyes for sure. But we don't know definitely. How easy the girl is.
Niggas be.
And these girls, they don't care. Nowadays, girls don't care. Yeah, they don't. Not. They okay. care when you messing with they nigga. I don't care. Y'all can mess with whatever nigga I talk to. Just know when I send one of my friends to y'all niggas, don't try to fight me.
That's the truth. Because when you send one of them, when your hot girl.
And I'm going to get a hot girl. She do hot shit. My nigga said, she don't text me.
That's the thing. When a dom, you done fuck with a nigga that she fucked with, she don't want to see that shit. She don't want to see that. I don't know. To this day, to be honest, I don't know. You fucking with one of my exes, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. G shit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to even move on. I'm going to be like, I don't like to see that in my face. Like,
I have that. I thought that was a problem. Mm-mm. Where I know I'm not the person I don't care that was an ex, but bitch, you moved on? Like...
You don't like that they move on?
No, bitch. Be miserable.
It's okay. It's okay that you moved on, but I don't want to see it. I don't want
to
see it.
You want to move on? Go move to Texas.
I want
to
see it. I want to hear it. I want you to see me. I want you to hear me. The other way around, no.
Yeah. Move out of town.
So the fucking with the ex thing, definitely 24 hours. No, I'm kidding. It's not 24 hours. I think I would wait. It depends on...
You mean the person you were accused of?
Yeah. Okay. I think I would wait a very long time.
Me too.
Until the coast is clear.
I would have waited a long time. Yeah. It would have been a year or two.
So, what's the next question? Jesse, you said what? You was not going to wait? You was going
to
wait?
What happened to me?
What happened to me?
Like, well, I already messed with the person, but I was in a whole another relationship, and I ended up seeing the person again. And the person I was dating ended up came to Walmart, and he seen the person, and he thought I linked up with that person, but I didn't.
Yeah, I just met up.
We did not link up. I was in Walmart, and that person was in Walmart.
Mm.
So the guy was dating came inside Walmart to get something for me, and he seen the person.
That together.
And I lied like a dumbass because he was like, "What you do?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, "Who's that?" And he knew who that was, and I was like, "I don't know." But I lied. I didn't lie because I knew that if I would have said it, it would have still been something.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, I ended up talking to the person. Like, I ended up talking back with that person, like,
that you were accused of.
That I was accused of, even though I was dating him already. But I ended up talking to him.
That's crazy.
So that happened to me. But I did wait a year.
That's an entanglement.
It was!
You know what?
That sounded all
tangled. Get me out of here fast.
What's the next question, man? Shuffle the box.
Shuffle. I'm scared to pick up another thing of Ulysses.
Don't be picking and choosing. You pick one up first.
Pick the little ones and you'll get mine.
Oh, God. Well, I can't even see. Okay.
It's mine?
It definitely is. Let me make sure there's no arrow.
There's no arrows.
Kanye is crazy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said.
Kanye?
They said Kanye is crazy, in my opinion. They didn't access
me. What's the at name?
The at name is...
You need to be reading. You need the flashlight?
The Real Coco. Underscore Real Coco. The Real Coco. Underscore.
Okay.
That's what it said.
Kanye West is crazy in her opinion. Is not crazy in her opinion.
It's not crazy.
Well,
I agree.
Not crazy. Well, he's not crazy.
I agree.
I feel like he's getting shit out that's supposed to be out.
The
like, you know how you feel like you've been holding secrets for so long?
Yeah.
And you finally get the opportunity to tell your secrets?
I don't necessarily. It's all weird because I think for years people have been saying that Kanye had a
bipolar disorder.
Bipolar disorder. And it's like right now a lot of people feels like he's lashing out, but I feel like the things that he's saying, he truly feels in his heart and he truly believes. Like he said, that movie Get Out, the movie Get Out, he felt like was about him. After he said that,
I kind of really thought about it.
Like, damn, Kanye made that song, what's up, Gold Digger? And said that he would not date a white girl, and he turned around and married one. And then what he said, after 18 years, find out the baby wasn't his. I'm waiting. Believe it, that's sick.
But do y'all think Kim Kardashian is wrong for what she's doing? I think she's totally wrong. Like we said, a marriage is a commitment from sickness to health.
But what is she? What is she doing?
Well, blogs are saying they're getting a divorce. She's filing for a divorce, and
he said he'd been wanted a divorce.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, he wanted a divorce, but she's wanted a divorce.
He wants a divorce because she was caught with Meek Mill.
Okay, that's wrong.
Not necessarily caught. He said that.
But that's what it was.
They went to have a meeting.
They wanted to have an entanglement meeting.
She was caught. No, she was caught. I feel like, first of all, he said he didn't want that to happen, right? You still went behind his back. Mind you, y'all already have conversation about the situation prior. So it's like,
there was nothing in a blog saying that him and Kim had a conversation prior.
They're not going to tell us that. This is what they have. No, most likely she brought it up. Most likely for him to disagree, she knew. Trust me, she tells her little sisters, Kanye West don't wanna.
Until I read it, I don't believe it.
You will, just like you said, you can't read everything. You can't believe everything you read. Mm-hmm. Remember, you
right.
said that.
Right. She said that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. But the thing is, I haven't seen it. I'm dead. I haven't seen it. I haven't read it, and I haven't heard it. So until it's one of those things, I can't just be like, they had that conversation for her not to go and meet with Meek.
But okay, so
all I know is she met with Meek, and he was upset about it.
But on the blog, they said she met up with Meek Mills, and that's why.
Because that's what he said.
That's why he wanted the divorce. Yeah,
but I feel like when you read things on the blogs, it's not going to get to deep where your house homes conversation. Mm-hmm. Let's get that clear. You're not going to get that deep. Like, okay, we found out they had a lunch and they talked about, no, we're not going to get that. We're going to get what he said he didn't want. And that's what he didn't want, and she still did it. And she's wrong.
Yeah, that's boys, we just got a text message. Stimulus checks drop Monday.
Amen.
I didn't even get the first one.
Let's toast to this.
Let's toast to that. I'm not gonna lie.
I can't because I didn't get the first one.
That might be her first one. I need my second stimmy.
No, stimmy need to come in. Yo, my
I'm getting so mad. I didn't get the first one, so I can't be excited about the second one.
Okay, so yeah, Kanye West is definitely not crazy. He knows what the hell he's saying to us. To me, I feel like he's literally giving everything he's held in for so long. Okay, and it takes so much for someone to keep so many secrets. And when he said that Kris Jenner, whatever her fuck.
I don't trust her anyway.
Yeah, when she said that she was, girl.
White supremacist.
The one, she was a part of the white supremacy. I was about to say, it's Jamila. No. She's just dragging me.
When he said that, I wanted to scream. Yeah. Because I know sometimes Kanye be off the wall.
White supremacy.
But for years, we agree with a lot of the shit that Kanye did. For real. So why is it now we about to knock him down? I don't think Kanye's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he's crazy. So
he's not crazy.
Definitely. I think he's fed up.
He's definitely fed up.
The Kardashians going to take him for everything he has.
They're going to swallow him alive.
He's going to be gone. He's going to be like the man in Get Out.
Oh my God, there was this thing that I had posted today on my page about him saying that he's not crazy. Listen to this.
That Kanye West alone. It ain't his fault. He's saying all them things. It's the spell of the Kardashians. Them fine ass Kardashians. I ain't going nowhere near that. They eat a man up and spit him out.
Exactly. That's all we need to hear.
R.I.P. John Witherspoon.
Right? R.I.P.
He was,
to him.
It's like, today your video was very much still relevant.
It really is. Really relevant. Mind you, that was May 3rd, 2018. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's literally almost 3 years ago. 2 years, 3 years ago. But it made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. They literally spitting him out right now. Next question.
Next question. I'm gonna take a big one. I think the big ones were mine. Okay, this is a question from Sly_Dupree. I hope I said that right. Well, it's not a question. I guess it's a statement. Something they want us to talk about. Men who are not financially stable but have time, and guys with money that don't have time. I'm guessing how we feel about it.
How we feel about niggas that don't have money and that has all the time in the world.
And niggas with that, with money.
Wait, that say that again?
How do we feel about niggas who are not financially stable but have all the time, and niggas with money that don't have time at all?
I don't like a nigga that has all the time in the world. I don't. Tell me you busy right now. Really? Babe, I'm busy right now. Hit me up later.
When you have too much time, it's like, you better be collecting checks while we, like, it's like, I feel like you, there's no one in this world have,
you know what, time. There's times when I be feeling like, damn, I need some time with my nigga, and I can't get the time because he's so busy working, but it all pays off later.
It does. I think a man should always have his space.
Honestly, men should be able to maintain time.
Can I go? Yeah. Okay. I had to make sure. I feel like in this situation, people make time for who they want to make
time
for.
That's true.
Niggas with money, they don't have time because they don't make the time. But yeah, they can make the time.
They can.
You're right. Because they choose not to. When you meet them, they make the time.
They have all the time, and they have all the time in the world.
And I said that.
To pursue you.
Yes.
And the niggas with no money, they have all the time, but I feel like they still want to have, they still try to make enough to have time with you and to still keep you happy financially. Because that's really what it is. Like, you can have all the time, but I feel like they might be trying to make the money to make ends meet for you, mm-hmm, for you to be happy.
That's true.
So it is. I feel like with all that time, it's more so you make the time for the people you want to have the time for. It really has nothing to do with money.
It don't.
Because you could be so busy and not making a dime.
Because I see it.
That's the truth.
You could not make a dime. Like,
bitch, I'm you're talking to busy. Someone.
You could just be with your homeboys doing shit or watching them make money. Block. Watching them make money, you know?
Yeah.
Watching them totally do something. Agree. Hanging out. Chilling at their house. Gooks. Playing 2K, but you telling me you busy.
Gooks.
When I end up dating someone, it was like that. They made time to take me out on dates, but when we was in a relationship, it was like, I gotta get this money, da da da. But bitch, you made time to take me out. You made time to.
I bet they gonna make time to fuck.
They will. They'll make time to fuck.
The time, or they ain't got the time. They making the
niggas
time.
Niggas make time for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's somebody tweeted.
Listen, they said, it goes back again. It niggas make time for what the fuck they want, and dimes too. Cause I be telling the niggas I be busy. Niggas, I mean, when I was single, I had no time, especially if I want to fuck with you.
Right.
That's true.
Busy all the time. Off the roof. Busy off the roof.
Bitch, I'm busy right now. Let me call you right back.
When I was single, some days it's
lit. Right now she's looking up in the sky.
Cause it was lit.
Listen. Single times.
I'm single. I ain't got single no now, time so.
Unless I want to fuck with you. That's it. Honestly. And I'm not in people's face all the time. Niggas, they want to make time for you. They pulling up.
Niggas make time to go.
They want
to
pursue you. They pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
But if they done pursuing you, they done got what they want. Or
exactly. They feel like what they have, I'm not even going to say what they needed. What they wanted.
Yeah.
They got it. There is no, let me make some time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they feel like you my dime, you understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. I need that same energy. If you didn't have time to begin with, I'm not going to lie. One time, someone made so much time for me that I feel like I needed to make time for him. And then he turned around and said that I was a distraction to him. Because he spent so much time with me. And it was like, no, you was moving I was moving accordingly. You showed me that you had time, so I made the time for you. Sometimes I didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I rushed home to take a shower to make time, mm-hmm, because I had other things going on. I had other obligations. And you turned around and said that I was a distraction because you needed to get your stuff together.
Mm.
I was a distraction to you because you felt like you wanted me more than what you actually had planned. But I am not a distraction. You chose what you chose. I just want to say that.
There be times.
You listening?
I just want to say that.
There be times when niggas be telling you that you follow what they do. You follow what they've done. For instance, you go ahead and you make time for this person because they've made time for you. Mm-hmm. Now, they've taken that time that you've made for them and they turn around and don't make time for you anymore. And now you got all the time in the world.
Oh, no. I made time on those days. But best believe, there was always something for me to do.
No, but I'm saying there's times where that happens where you finally make time for this person and now you got the time. And now this nigga ain't got the time. He don't got the time to spend with you. That's the things with women and with men. They'll make the time for certain things, and men will make the time for certain stuff. And then when the time is there, there is really no time.
At all. Mm.
There really isn't no time. Because if there's time, then, bitch, we could sit down, we could watch a movie, we could fucking play 2K, we could talk shit about other stuff. There's a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not gonna lie. I love playing cards. Let's play cards, babe. I got Uno.
Bitch, we just got some cards.
I don't care what we do. As long as we're together, we talking while we doing something. Because I'm a type of person, I could be watching TV and I'm going to fall asleep. I don't call that spending time with you. Once I'm asleep.
And you know what? There's another thing. Women need to stop thinking time means sex. Okay?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Just because he want a link to stick it in. Yeah. Don't mean you're spending time. Yeah. You giving it up, boo.
Yeah, not all the time a nigga want to link up means he want to have sex. Some men, I'm not talking about North Miami.
She's talking about all around.
I'm talking about everybody because
niggas. Including NMB. Y'all not too excluded.
There be niggas that be wanting to link up and it's not for sex. Maybe it's for conversation, car conversations. Them car conversations be fucking lit.
They do. And niggas always put in their head, oh, that nigga don't want to talk to you. He want to fuck you. Like, nigga, he not you. Stop trying to go off what you would do.
Men think like that too. Men be thinking, oh, she want to chill with me because she want to fuck.
I know niggas like that.
There's niggas like that.
They be like, oh, shit, she want to chill. I'm finna go get some condoms. I'm sir.
Is that
what she said she wanted to do? But, you know, some girls actually do be hot and they get straight to the point.
They do. There's girls like that. Next question. I already shuffled the box. I'm sure y'all heard me shuffling the box. Next question is jealous friends. This is from Peach_S_. Jealous friends. Because there is some jealous friends.
Yikes.
There is some jealous friends. And to me, I feel like everybody needs to be winning. Like, we should all praise each other to win.
I just want to say, first and foremost, I cannot relate.
I cannot either.
There's no reason to relate. But there is those kind of women. Remember,
I always push my friends. Anything they do, I tell them, you're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to make it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not just one. I don't care. And if you're doing something better than me, that pushed me to be like, damn, you did it. I need to go harder. We could all do it. Like, right. I don't look at it in a way like, oh, my friend got this. My friend got that. No.
I don't know. For me, I feel like I've always been consistent on whatever I have, my friends have. Like,
I feel like I'm
grateful to have friends around me who, if they have, I have. I have never had to be at my lowest point and never have to worry, like, damn, where I'm about to get my next meal from, where I'm about to get my next $20. I'm grateful to have friends, but I don't have those issues. And I don't feel like no one ever has an issue with me. And for the most part, if any one of my friends feel like I have something going on that they don't agree with, you know, it's nothing to have a conversation discussion to be like, you know, you did this, I don't like that. Or you did this and this is the way that it should have been.
I
just thank God that
I don't have that problem.
I don't feel like I have jealous friends.
I support my friends all the way.
But there are jealous friends
out there.
People who do the side notes.
Like, that's not your friend.
Around people that y'all cool with or who make certain comments. Don't get me wrong. I've been there before where I've been out with somebody who I consider to be my friend. And they'll just throw a comment out on the side. And it's like, are we here together or are you here with them and I'm here by myself?
Yeah,
like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because at the end of the day, if my hair messed up, you should have never let me walk out with my hair looking like that. And then you making a comment about my hair out in front of people.
I feel like our friends.
Listen, the kind of friends
we don't do that.
Our friends,
I feel like Jesus.
I feel like every group, girls, we like certain things.
Let's shine light on the girl group that we have. The girl Wait. Group we have, you send a text message with your outfit. First of all, before we even go out, we send text messages to each other asking each other what the fuck
you about to wear. What you wearing?
What you wearing?
You need to go to the mall? We about to go to the mall.
Yeah. Like, what you gonna wear?
Who finna do your
we
hair?
Text that, we text those things to each other.
We okay? do.
And we make sure everybody's on point. Because mm-hmm. if one friend not on point, we all not
Bitch,
on point.
We zoom mm-hmm. on pictures.
There's events that we go to, especially if it's one of our friends' events. We make sure that event is fucking lit.
We plan everything about 2 months in advance.
We do.
What you wearing? What shoes you got? Who doing your makeup? Make sure
so that jealousy. You gonna do a split to make this party lit or not?
No. one thing about it that I can say about our group of friends though, everybody always makes sure everyone else is straight. Like yeah. there has never been a time or an event that we went to, and it's always one person that came looking crazy.
Yeah.
And, that I mean, and friendships are more than just. You know, what you have on, how your hair is, how your makeup is. Because that's just all in appearance.
Yeah.
I feel like we all do common checkups. That, oh, you want to go out to eat? Mm-hmm. Be on the phone for about an hour, hour and a half. Like, for the most part, we all do that. And I feel like that's great. And that's what it takes to be a friend. Because not everybody is not going through silent battles. Because some of our friends are.
Yeah.
Some people don't care.
Yeah.
They can be like, oh, I'm finna live my everyday life.
Take the initiative. I'm like always a help. And no one cannot say I'm not a help.
There is a thing that I have posted today. This is crazy because I posted most of the things that we're getting questions about. There's this girl. She was saying.
Having the same friends for the past 3 decades. The exact same ones. And I see how disposable people are to y'all because they're running this. Fuck that bitch. I cut that bitch off. She been hating. You bitches don't even know what a friendship right. is. You're not even a friend. Because most of y'all was raised off of survival.
Hey. Well, I'm not going to lie.
I was about to say, let's talk about those friends that was raised off of survival.
That's because real.
We don't have them, luckily. I could say, I don't know anybody that I could pick out to be like, this person was raised off of survival. What the hell?
Like, depending on what survival, because, you know, survival could be like...
Basically, it's like you getting where you fit in to always make sure that you are where you want to be.
I don't feel like, I don't know. If you have something to put on the table, because you looking kind of shocked.
I don't know, Mimi.
I don't know. Mimi.
She's making the faces. I'm like,
this
which
is
one I'm not saying call them out, but I don't know.
But I don't know who you're talking about. You
so
don't have to
at this point,
it's
survival of the fittest. Trying to figure it out.
We do have friends that you have to think about doing stuff for before
okay.
you do it.
Yeah, we do.
There's friends in our group where we like, yo, do I want to do this for this person?
I don't think it's friends. We're going to say friends.
Hold on, I'm a double check in my head.
Girl, take a breather.
Just take a breather. But I do believe that. And
listen, it's not among... I'm not saying among us. There's a group of friends that do
oh,
have
that's
that
what
friend.
I was thinking. I'm like,
I'm not saying
I
us.
Feel like we go out for each other. Like,
no, we do.
We do.
Oh, okay. I'm not like, talking for us more... per se. I'm saying in general, there's women that are group of friends with each other. They have to think about doing shit for somebody before they do it. You could be a clique of friends going to Vegas right now, and there's that one friend that's in
I
that
feel like that's us too.
That you gotta think.
What do you mean? Like, I feel like that's. I'm not saying it's all of us. I feel like we do. I feel like all of us is in our group. We probably have a person, or it could be two, that we'd be like, I don't know. We help. Don't get it wrong. We can help. But you still think about it. Like me, I'm the type of person, I'm going to still help because I've always put in my head, it's times where I know that I didn't have and I wish I had someone that was there for me. But let's be real. I feel like all of us, maybe some of us, have someone we'd be like, okay, I'm going to think about it.
I can't agree with that because I feel like everybody in our group of friends, whenever it's we doing something for this person, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm with it. But that's
correct.
The thing. Regardless if anybody else was doing it, I never had to think in my mind. Like,
because maybe
I don't know,
would
she
do
it for me?
Maybe,
I never had to
think
like
that. But I'm just saying, I don't think like that either, but I'm just saying.
So I'm trying to understand what do you mean by that? Because you if you say you have to double have think. To
yo, there is friends that you have to double think before you do something for them. Yeah. Like, period. That's yes, it. There's nothing know. More, nothing like to it.
I'll go the extra mile.
You'll go the extra mile for people.
But you know what? That's also my issue because this morning.
Do you
morning,
think everyone will go the extra mile for
no,
you?
No, no, no. I had to realize that literally this morning I had to have a conversation with myself. And I told myself, listen, self, move accordingly. Because you go out your way for a lot of people, and sometimes you could be at your point, not your lowest point, but you could be at a point where you feel like, damn, I went out my way for this person, that person, and the third. And right now when you need the help or when you need somebody, that there's nobody in your corner for it.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that this morning. And I was like, you know what? I cannot blame this person for not trying to be there even though they know the situation.
Listen,
I have to literally give it up. Move accordingly because now you know not to go the extra mile for certain people.
They all helped me in a situation where I know that when I needed them, they were there. All my friends.
I don't think I've ever had an issue for that.
The people that I know.
Listen, there was somebody. There was a conversation I had recently with a group, and they were saying something about
with a group. Like around the people?
No, of our friends.
Okay.
They were saying back then I was, you know, self-absorbed. Like I used to be selfish in a lot of ways. And that even if it was a long time ago, there's certain shit I really don't remember. And I can't even see myself being that way because I've changed
so much.
Mm-hmm. Like as a person, like I've changed in so many ways. Like I feel like I have to be there for someone that I want in my life forever.
Right.
If you're my friend, I want to be there for you as much as I can. I can't be there for someone if I can't do it. Like if for instance someone asks me for something and if I don't have it, I can't act like I have it to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give what you have. Basically is what I'm saying.
Correct. Yes.
Give in what you can, whatever it is. If this person is someone you want in your life for a long period of time, you want to see this person tomorrow or the next day, fight for that person. Mm-hmm. In some ways, there's ways that you feel like you don't want to fight for that person. Like you were having this conversation earlier, Jesse, you were saying something about, going wherever you went to.
Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia. And you were saying something about not being able to, you know, help afterwards. I felt like you should have helped no matter what, because this is someone you want to see tomorrow. If you don't care for it, then that's a different story. Because
but
not a lot of
you don't care for, don't call it your friend.
Right.
It's not that. I feel like it's just certain situations I cannot act like I'm comfortable in. I cannot force it. That's like being in a relationship. I cannot act like I'm happy right now when I'm not. So
well,
I'm not gonna force it.
It's
that's
maturity.
Another thing.
I'm not gonna put my pride to the side for nobody. Because at the end of the day, if you were in that position to basically let me know that you don't care, don't expect me to care either.
But that's what things go south. That's where things go left.
We can have that conversation later. Right now, I'm upset, and I am allowed to be.
That's
you
right.
You are allowed to be upset.
Don't let a year pass by for you to still be upset about the same situation.
No, obviously not. Like I'm not gonna wait a year. I'm not gonna let something sit on my chest.
But always put in your head, like, yeah, you was upset. You could have helped, but you didn't.
So here's the thing that I want to quote with that, with the, you know, to wrap this up. We need to go to the next question. Listen. Treat people how you want to be treated. Point blank, period. Next question. You shaking the table?
That person is dead. Do you believe you're single till marriage? Do you believe you're single till marriage? Anonymous.
I don't like that question.
Why not?
Because I understand it. As far as when you're applying for a job and they ask you stuff like that. But I feel
a lot of people say that. I feel like you should understand it because a lot of people be like, I'm single to marriage. And I feel like this generation say that a lot. Like,
I think it's a very stupid logic.
It is.
That's just
my
opinion.
I remember that one time Melissa called me, Life called me.
What?
And she was like, it was a situation.
Wait, what's the question?
Do you believe you're single to marriage? Till marriage. Like, do you feel like you're single till your marriage? I feel like with that question, I feel like that's stupid.
I think it's a stupid.
You said I called you. Go ahead.
Like basically, you was like, you braided somebody hair or some shit. Your mom asked you, would you braid someone hair, knowing you're in a relationship, a guy hair, and I was like, I mean, if I do hair, I would do it.
Because yeah.
That's clearly my man. Know I do hair. But if it's a nigga, he's telling me he want me to do my hair, I don't, as a respectful with my man coming in, I'm doing someone hair, or asking him, I'm about to do this guy hair, you don't do hair, why are you about to paying somebody hair?
Did you say paying?
Playing.
Oh, I thought she said paying. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, okay,
I thought you said paying. I was like, girl, are you Haitian?
Like, you about to play in somebody hair. So when you called me, you was like, oh, you would never do that. Like, you would do it. You don't care. You're in a relationship. You would do it. And I was like, listen, you would do it. You was like, you would do it. And then you asked your mom, and she said she would do it. And I was like, that's just for me. You said we be doing girlfriend shit. And we not married.
See, the thing is,
but I feel like to be a girlfriend, we do shit to get married.
See, but that's the thing. That's what I'm gonna say. It's not doing girlfriend shit and you not married. It's if this is your nigga, you guys are together. Well, your title is girlfriend. His title is boyfriend. Your end game is to be married.
Exactly.
And if it's not, you need to not be in that relationship. Because that needs to be end game. So right. If you are in a relationship with this person. And your mind is not to get married, leave expeditiously.
So that's
number one. Secondly, being in a relationship, you should respect how your partner feels as far as that goes. But at the same time, if you're making money from it, now let's say I'm not a professional hairstylist.
That's my thing.
But I know how to do hair, and somebody asked me to braid their hair, and I'm making money off of it, I am going to make my money. And I expect you to understand. Now, if I'm losing my client, you are going to give me my money.
But you're making money. That's different.
That's what I'm saying. But if my boyfriend does not agree with me,
this is
braiding this person's hair, regardless of how it is, mm-hmm. braiding this person's hair, you are going to pay me the money that I am losing out of.
Which he's probably already doing, being in a relationship with you.
No, it's not being in a relationship with me. This money, this specific money for the hair, I need it.
But this
relationship, I don't care how much money you spend with us.
It could be a homeboy. It don't have to be someone you just seen. Most likely it'll be someone, what I'm trying to say, most likely it'll be someone. So what if it's someone you know?
I'm charging them. If I'm not charging them and but my man says no.
He didn't ask you to charge. You don't know if this is a charging situation. This is more.
He didn't ask me to charge. Am I not the one braiding my fingers?
He didn't ask to pay.
I'm giving a charge.
This is what I'm trying to say. This is a guy.
What I'm saying is I'm giving a charge.
Right.
So this is a guy.
I am giving a charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're giving a charge, so you would still do it, knowing you're in a relationship.
This is for money.
This is what I'm saying. It's a difference.
You need to braid somebody's hair. It's not.
Here's the thing. You're putting it.
It doesn't matter how it goes.
So you cross the line for money.
That's not crossing the line.
It's not crossing the line.
You're looking at it as respect. You're going to disrespect. You're telling me you're going to disrespect.
Maybe you missed what I said. I said I will. I would have. It doesn't matter if I do hair or not. If I knew how to braid, and a guy wanted me to braid his hair. For money, because I'm going to charge him, period.
Okay.
Because this is not something that I do regularly, so I will charge you, unless you're my brother or my cousin. That's the only... Where are we going?
That's like a guy say, if it's the other way around, your boyfriend don't do hair, but a girl want him to take out her hair. Take out my hair, I'm going to just pay you $20. Why you want this girl? I'm paying $30. It doesn't matter.
Where you know men to be taking out women's hair at.
Okay, but you don't do hair, but you going to try.
But I know how. That's why I said that before.
But you don't have nothing in your, I do this, you don't, this is something that you know how to do, but you don't, that's not just what you're doing. So you're telling me you're going to basically disrespect your relationship.
It's not disrespect. It is. That's not what I said.
It is disrespectful.
Now, let me finish and tell you.
It.
Let me finish how it's not disrespectful. Jesus. This is what I said.
I'm convinced we taking vows when we actually going to be our boyfriend.
I said,
it's not
I would have
vows.
A...
It's disrespect.
This is what I said.
It's disrespect.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So, what I said was, if this person is not paying me, then that offer is off the table. That's number one. Secondly, if my nigga says... No, I do not want you to do it. Meaning that I had a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, what I'm going to tell him is, you need to pay me for the money that I am losing.
Okay. I mean,
but I said that already.
No, I'm just saying it the way it is. I still feel like it's bull, but I'm not gonna go.
That's your opinion. I feel like it's not bull. Either you pay me for the money that I'm losing, or I'm going to do it and make my money.
One thing about us, we say things that we say right now, but when it comes down,
you're gonna be mad. Are you gonna leave me? You're gonna leave me for $50?
No, I don't think it's that deep for him to leave me. But
all right, it's deep for you to not be willing for me to do this nigga hair for money.
You're thinking it for money, you don't do hair like you're financially not right.
Listen, can you listen?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
In so many ways.
Because Melissa, you would do a lot of stuff in your relationship.
I would. But yeah, I respect my nigga no matter what. I'll definitely respect his wishes in certain stuff. But if I feel like there's something that I can fulfill in my way, I will. Point blank, period. I don't know if you guys agree, because
no, I agree with that.
There's certain stuff that you could do when you're in a relationship with someone, and there's certain things you won't do when you're in a relationship with someone. But I feel like respect goes a long way. If your nigga go around and tell you you can't do this, just don't do it. If he tells you you can, then go ahead and do it. If you feel like you can do it without his permission, go ahead and do it. I don't know.
Okay, I agree with that. It's your life.
So I don't know. But that question was, do you believe you're single till marriage? You said what?
I said, I don't agree with the logic. I think it's stupid. You are definitely in a relationship.
To get somewhere.
I said the same thing.
Okay, what was the next question? Out of the box.
Shake. That's my theme song. That's a big piece.
Who balled that up?
It might be me.
Was that the
paper? It was me.
We on our second bottle of wine. It's getting lit.
Okay, this one is from an anonymous person. Is there a limit to how many partners a woman should have if she's single?
Nope.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's up to her.
At this point, who doesn't matter to?
Whomever. It's an entanglement.
You're single. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. The entanglement can happen any fucking time. Okay? I feel like you single, you can do whatever the fuck. Why does numbers count? You're not in a relationship with somebody where you have to tell the person that you slept with this much. And you know what? That's another thing. If you're in a relationship with someone and they have to ask you about your past, this is not someone you need to be with. Your past should not matter. Your past with whomever before you does not matter.
Facts.
A nigga asks you a question like that, that's none of his business. You have the right to tell him.
He's toxic.
That's none of his business.
That does not mean he's toxic.
No, in so many ways, he's a toxic person.
Why are you trying to ask me about something that leads, I wasn't even with you?
That leads to so much disagreements. It leads to arguments. And arguments that is so unnecessary because that's my past.
Yeah, now
my
past
has nothing to do with you. I did not know you when I was being a Tatiana, okay? I didn't know you. I didn't know you when I was slobbing on a knob. I didn't think of you. You didn't come to mind. You didn't come to mind when I was getting it from the bike. You did not come to mind.
You know what? Can we end?
No, when you're coming to mind is right now. And maybe I want you to hit me from the back right now. This is what I want right now. You're not from the past. You are from the future. Do you want to be from the future or no? You want to sit in the Rolls Royce or you want to sit in the Altima? Which one? Which one you want to do?
I'm leaving.
I'm sorry, but niggas bringing up the past, you so childish. Leave the past in the past.
Exactly. You know what? I'm dead.
You want to go on with something? You want to move forward? Help me move to the next future. Let's talk about tomorrow. Let's talk about this Birkin, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. I think you summed that up.
I summed it up. Let's move on to the next question. Shit.
Period. Cool.
Whomever I slept with ain't got shit to do with you while I was single. Point blank. Period.
I'm shook.
I'm shook.
Okay. We don't need to move on. Say no more.
I don't like toxic shit. Let's move on.
Period.
Actually, I do like toxic shit.
I like a little bit of toxic.
You gotta be a little bit.
I don't.
A little bit of
toxic. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want anything toxic because I just feel like. At what point do you ever have your peace of mind?
You need to stop because just the other day you said I need to start an argument. Yeah. That's toxic.
It was a jokey joke.
You was joking.
I said everything was too calm for me. I was like, you must be being sneaky.
You gotta add that somewhere. So you wanted to add a little
Because it was just a jokey joke.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit drunk because the volume is a little bit high.
Y'all taking me too serious.
No, bitch, you wanted to have an argument.
Did you start the argument? Yes or no?
I didn't.
Okay.
Because I'm not toxic for real.
You toxic.
You toxic.
I'm is not.
You ready? You got
to do it. I'm is not even like...
The next question is, why do women say they love they man but cheat?
Like a cheater.
The same reasons why niggas be like, I love you, babe, but I only want to be with you, but she was throwing it at me.
What?
Hey.
That's a fucking fuck boy. That's what that is.
He's a fucking cheater.
You know what?
That sounds like a cheater.
You know what, Mimi? Tell him what it is, please.
Why do women say they love they man but they cheat? Let me tell you why.
Well, I feel like some women, I feel like a woman's cheating and she says she loves her man, she don't love her man.
She don't love her man for
because me, the type of woman,
There's something that she don't
love. You
know what that goes back to? That goes back to, yo, you want something, you gonna keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna do right by it.
You are.
Okay, if you ain't gonna do right by it right now, just let it the fuck go. Women have that tough time too.
If a bitch slobbing on your dick and she's saying, I love my man, she still come in that car and suck you. She's lying. Mm-hmm. She don't love her man. She don't love, it's something she don't love about her man.
She don't love you for real, fam. Whomever asked this question, she doesn't love you for real.
But it was vice versa.
It's vice versa. It's not only for, it's like, in general.
The woman cheating.
So
I feel like if the woman is cheating, she has something that she is the matter.
I was gonna say, I feel like when a woman cheats, it's because one of two reasons: they have a point to prove, or they're being spiteful.
I don't got time for that. I feel like that only.
I agree with the spitefulness.
Because I just feel like,
but the spitefulness goes with point to prove.
Yeah. It does. That's, you being spiteful, so you trying to prove a point.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
But for me personally,
no, because sometimes it could just be, you did it, so I'm going to do it. Not even trying to prove a point. Proving a point is like, what was that? I think we answered a question like this earlier of, I brain freeze.
But me personally, if I'm with, I don't think I would cheat and like, if I can't, like, I can't say tell someone I love them and cheat. Like, I can't. I'm talking about real love, not no play shit. Like, if I'm serious about you, if I'm serious, I would not.
Oh, you can't be serious about somebody and you cheating on them. Yeah. Kid. You gotta chill.
If I'm talking to a nigga, I'm just talking to niggas and I'm like, yeah, and that's different.
You
I'm just
saying toxic and you need therapy. Remember, women need therapy.
Men
need therapy as well.
I feel like everyone needs therapy. Everyone. Regardless if you're male or female.
Dog, cat, monkey.
In a relationship, single. You need therapy. I just feel like a lot of people go through a lot of traumatic situations that they don't think is traumatic. And they go through it alone.
Mm-hmm.
They really go through it alone. And it causes you to shut down. But to you, it's so normal that you don't realize that it actually isn't. That you're not supposed to be this way, and there are better ways to be, and there is a way to think properly and get through a lot of shit. So I feel like everyone should, you know, go to therapy.
Everyone should go to therapy. Next question. Let me do the next question. Did I get the next? The next question. Go, Jamel. Miller.
What
are
you
about
to
call me,
Jamelia?
Sorry.
Jamelia.
Next question.
I'm not gonna lie. This wine is better cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way you're laughing.
Because this is funny. Because I know who told me, but they don't want to say their name. Niggas that give bad head. Like, how do y'all feel about niggas that give bad head?
I've never experienced that in my life.
Just don't put your head down there. Don't put your
tongue. You're a little cat.
Oh my God.
Next question. Give head, don't give it.
No, for real. If you do not
know, but you know what? It works for some other girls.
It does. It works with, and you know what? So he don't during know. The process, listen, during the process, there's men that give head and they learn during the process.
Sometimes it actually takes a little while.
Shit. Oh, you're not licking it the right way. What the fuck?
How old are you? Get the fuck
away from me.
How much experience and do you have?
You know head, when head is, when I'm done with my nut kid, get the fuck away.
ASAP.
Get the fuck away.
Oh my God.
You trying to hold on. Hold on, like.
Niggas
like,
trying to make they jaw lock. Get out of here. Get out. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Trying to piss at my clitoris with your fucking dumb kid. You know what?
I'm leaving. We have two more questions
I
left.
I hate that. And don't finger me. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that fingering shit.
No. Only finger me when you giving me head.
But oh, yeah. You know what? Yes. That's combination.
You trying to make me pass
the mic. The combination.
I don't really care for fingering, but.
Hello, we have two questions left. So.
Go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm kind of nervous about this question.
Real. I'm going to say that.
Okay. This is from an anonymous person.
Anonymous person?
Yeah. And
what does it say?
Okay, I think it says, does women do the same thing her man is doing, and is it a problem?
Oh, okay, that was me.
Yeah. Does women do the same thing her man
is doing? Do women do the same things their man is doing? For instance, if my man is into stocks, am I doing the same thing?
Can you
say that again? I'm sorry.
If my nigga is into stocks,
for instance, if my nigga bought a truck to make money, mm-hmm. am I trying to put up some money too to buy a truck to make some money too?
I wouldn't say necessarily.
If my nigga is into stocks, am I putting money into stocks too?
With stocks, yes. I feel like as long as you're teaching me how it works with everything that you're doing, as long as I know the process of how everything is going, I feel like me being involved doesn't mess up the business. It only helps. The more hands on deck, the more successful the business will be. Well, not necessarily, but if you're my man, I feel like me helping could only help the business because I'm only going to want the best for you. I'm only going to want the best for us. So the more I learn, the more I can give you ideas, the more we can build the business better. And yeah, that's basically it. I feel like there's nothing wrong with if my man has a truck business for me to be like, you know what? Instead of you only doing trucks, let's open some warehouses. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing but ideas on top of ideas with learning what your man is doing. And yeah. I also would want him to learn about a little bit what I'm doing.
What you're doing, yeah.
Because then he could also give me ideas from things that he's seen. Or it could even be, let's say he has a truck business and I have my business. And he like, oh, you want to put your stuff on a truck for me to send to such and such place so they could sell your products all out here. Like, everything could just combine. I feel like there's nothing wrong with investing in your man too.
That's the truth. I was gonna say, didn't we say that earlier? Invest in your man.
Yeah,
invest in your man. And either. Women, invest in your man. Again, I'm gonna say it.
If you feel like men your man can get a job, help him invest in.
Listen, mm-hmm. and men, invest in your. If you want to see your dom win, kid, invest in her. Mm-hmm. Women, you want to see your nigga win, invest in him. Because mm-hmm. to me, I feel like if my nigga's into stocks, I am getting my ass into stocks and I'm going to learn how to do it too. Okay. And my nigga's into trucking. I'm going to see if my nigga could get something to get into his truck to mm-hmm. truck. Okay. Yeah. So if there's anything that I can do to help and I if there's anything I can do to make us make money together.
You know what, bae? Instead of you driving a truck, how about we open a warehouse? Let's buy 3, 4, 5 trucks and you mm-hmm. own the business. You send people out there to motivate them to get their own business because there's money out here for everybody.
For real.
Ladies, motivate your man.
Motivate your man.
Let him see that you believe in anything he can do because
help him in any way you can.
You can't just be giving pussy.
Words go a long way. You know, there's a lot of times when people be saying words don't mean shit. But you know what? You put words and you turn them into actions. Those words matter. Next question. So yes, you can definitely do what your nigga is doing.
Definitely.
And sometimes you do what your nigga is doing, you could even do it better. You could teach them. Because remember, you are your nigga's backbone.
Period. That's facts. Last question from underscore that girl Ree with two E's.
Girl, give me the paper.
Having friends who's low-key having a secret competition.
Mm. Well, spicy. We just got back.
That is spicy. That's something to do with, like, the jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have to be in if you feel like you need to be in competition with your friend, you are jealous.
Mm-hmm. Point blank period. You need to sit down and think in your head.
You need to reevaluate yourself.
Some people don't know that they're jealous. Let's talk about that, too.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't know that they're jealous. It's like, oh, why does this person get this and I still have to deal with this, this, and that? Your time is coming, boo. Be patient and pray.
Be patient and pray.
That's what I was saying. I'm saying, like, everybody have their time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody definitely. I tweeted that the other day. I believe your time will come.
Yeah.
No, I remember I was depressed, okay? I was drinking every single day. Mm-hmm. I had a serious drinking problem. And I'm the only one that can say that I had that drinking problem. Nobody could say I had a drinking problem because I would tell you, no, I don't. I'm drinking perfectly fine. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Everybody joke about those kind of things. But mm-hmm. to me, I was really depressed. I was drinking every single day. I had an excuse for all the drinks that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was depressed, okay? And it's because I was not working. There was no income coming in. My dad was stressing me out. I was taking care of things that I didn't need to be taken care of at the age that I was at or the age that I was in. And at that time, I felt like I was in a down spiral, okay? And I felt like it was never going to be my turn. But listen, a year came around, it was my turn. I had a car. I had my nigga back. I had my nigga back. I had God in my corner, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. I had my family. My dad started to understand me. I had people talking to me. My friends, I got stronger with my friends. My life got right back on track. And I feel like your time will come eventually.
Right. Even think if you positive. Think positive. It's going to come again. Think
you know what?
To come around.
While we're really on both. That, let me just, you know, let's just get on positive notes real
yes,
quick.
Yes, positive notes of the night.
My positive note of the night is, I'm not going to lie, this morning I woke up and I felt defeated and depressed. Mm-hmm. And I think the only person who knew about that is no IG Trina. we was on the phone last night for about an hour and a half and we were just talking and I'm just telling her all my problems, which it was like I would speak to people here and there, but it's like last night I finally let everything out, like things that I would pray about, things that I would talk about. I kind of just put everything out on the table talking to her, and she was like, oh, do this, do that, do this, do that. And I went to work today, and you know, I was at work and there was just a big turnaround. And I was like, whoa. Like, everything that I was complaining about literally hours before, because I went to sleep late, probably like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, just to be at work maybe by 11, 12, it was a big turnaround. And I was like, I told her, I was like, you know what? I think God heard my heart. And she was like, you know what? I felt that, because that was like nothing but God. Because I didn't see a way for that to turn around. Like, at all. Because I knew the situation. I knew what was going on. And it literally just switched. And I was like, you know what? And the first thing she said was, he's always on time.
He is.
He's always on time. So I just want to say,
you know what? Even when you think he's not on time, you think, like, what's taking him so long?
Right.
What's going on?
Or you find it at your breaking point where you feel like you're about to give up.
He's not even listening. Sometimes you be wanting to fight the air.
Right there,
like, you want to fight the air.
Fight the air, man.
Girl, that time when you feel like,
that's crazy.
Listen,
I was getting ready to accept what was happening. And I think that's probably what he needed from me. For me to accept, like,
that's the
truth. What they said was going on. And I just needed to accept it. At that point where I was like, you know what, I have no choice. The only thing I have to do is accept it and try to do something else to make it better. He was like, I don't even want to say just kidding.
He was like,
don't worry about it. I got you.
Right.
And I was like, yo.
And you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of those memes that people would put up of like this person breaking the wall on one end and the wall being broken on the other end, and the person is literally almost there.
Yeah, and they give up.
Almost there, and they give up, and that person on the other end keep going, keep going, keep all going, and they never stop. You have to believe that a change is coming. That's it.
And that's crazy, because that was going to be my positive quote, because
your positive quote. Your positive quote is?
Yeah. I was basically like, I'm starting my business, and I was like, a lot of things was going through my head. I'm like, I'm scared, like, I don't know. But basically, I was thinking, like, you have a positive mind. When you have a positive mind, things start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, that's what I put in my head. I feel like everyone should always have a positive mind, no matter if it's business. Whatever you're going through, just think positive, because it will change. It will totally come. The outcome will be different.
And pray.
And pray. Always pray.
Yes, the universe and prayer is not the same.
And listen, your tongue is powerful. I cannot stress this enough. Like, I tell people all the time that they'll say things jokingly, and I'm like, that's not something funny to joke about. Because you said it out your mouth, it can happen. Mm-hmm. So when people say you can manifest this and you can manifest that, it's true. You can manifest your life by saying certain things. You should not say, I'm broke. Mm-hmm. Say, I don't have it right now. Because one day you will have it when it is your time. So do not say you're broke. Don't say I'm broken. Don't just say, I don't have it all together right now, because one day you will have it all together. So your tongue is powerful. Please be mindful of the things that you say, because you are manifesting over your life and other people's life as well. So watch what you say.
Amen.
And my positive note is going to be what I put up today. Like, this really touched me, because how I read it is how I want someone or anyone to say it to me. It says, I want you to stop playing small, sis. Literally, stop playing small. I want you to outgrow the spaces in which you're comfortable in. You're holding yourself captive. I want you to level up unapologetically. Literally, let go of everything that's holding you back. Every single thing that's holding you back. Everything that's keeping you in that comfort zone. Stop being comfortable. Bitch, don't get too comfortable, okay? Do not get too comfortable at where you at. Because, listen, where you at, there's a different level.
Right.
There's a different level after that. So stop thinking small, think big.
I want to say something with that, because I've been seeing a lot of testimonies from a lot of different people. I just want to say, if you feel like you should quit your job to pursue your business, quit your job. Take that leap of faith.
Here I am.
If you feel like you should stop going to school because school is not benefiting you, instead of getting yourself into student loans and all this debt, stop going to school and get your mind right. Get your business together. It's better to work for yourself than to work for the white man, because there is money out here for everyone.
And that's why I said I was so scared, but...
Black people are making
upon myself.
What, $1.7 trillion in money daily?
Man,
get your money. It's enough money out here for everyone. And we're just gonna end it off like that.
Yes, thank you guys for tuning in. Listen, there's more content, okay? More. There's content coming in to you guys every Friday at 4 p.m. I promise. Okay, unless we got some shit going on, and you know lit shit happens.
You know, we can't divide.
We can't tune in.
That's what we're gonna do, a little blog so y'all can see the lit game.
Yes, and you know what? We got a YouTube coming out. We got a YouTube coming soon. Not sure of when yet, but you guys are gonna be able
sooner
to see,
than later, believe it.
You guys are gonna be able to see our facial expressions and things that we be doing low key in the background while y'all listening in. Thank you guys so much for listening in, and this is
Laying It on the Line.